So, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father,
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I'm not aware of any sins.
I'm not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Please cleanse us.
Please cleanse me
of all unrighteousness.
Of all unrighteousness.
According to 1 John 1:9.
According to
1 John 1:9.
Lord. Okay. Do you guys believe it's the last month of the year already?
Unreal.
And amazing.
Believe it.
Who's had a challenging first 11 months?
Yes.
Nobody? Yeah.
Okay. Some people.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think a lot of people have challenging first 11 months. But the year's coming to a close. I believe we're all going to finish strong. We'll finish strong and start the next year off with gangbusters. Because 2024 is going to be a fantastic year for us all. I believe that in my heart, speaking in
Amen.
Jesus' name. Okay.
Yeah, we keep praying in the wealth transfer to the righteous, which Amen. Is every one of you and us too. Jesus' name.
All of us, yeah.
All of us. Yeah.
Okay.
Amen.
So I'm going to pray over the system. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we praise, wish to glorify your holy name. We bless these computers. All technology worked perfectly. We thank you for this chance to get together in fellowship and have fun tonight. And to start off the Christmas season, season where we celebrate the fact that Jesus came. He came as a baby, but it started the whole program. We just thank you, Lord, that you sent Jesus for us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Okay, I'm going to mute everybody.
Great. So Merry Christmas, everybody. And one of the best things about Christmas season is that people praise the Lord. In fact, it's interesting that even non-Christians praise the Lord. They'll be singing Christmas carols, and they'll sing Away in the Manger, and it'll come all Emmanuel, not even realizing they're praising God. So they're praising God this season. And we're going to believe that praising God this season, more and more people get saved and come back to the Lord. And of course, that's what everything is all about. Now, we praise God for victory. We love the Lord. We praise him. We worship him. We glorify him. As we sing all these songs tonight, we're just going to be praising God. You know, there's no Santa Claus songs tonight. There's no Christmas tree songs tonight. This is all about praising the fact that a child was born and came into the world, Emmanuel. So we praise God for victory. Okay, computer working the name. There we go. And, you know, as we talked about before, Paul and Silas, when they were in jail, they didn't complain. They didn't murmur. They didn't worry about anything. What did they do? They prayed and sang. And it also said the other prisoners noticed that they prayed and sang. And what happened? The earthquake came. The chains were loosened. The doors flung open. And not just their doors, but everyone in the prison was loosed. This is in Acts 15, 25 to 26. So when we sing our praises and we sing to the Lord, we sing in victory, other people get breakthroughs as well. This is very, very exciting. Computer working in Jesus' name. There we go. Great. Now, we praise God to be strengthened. As we praise God, he can strengthen us. I'm going to tell a quick testimony I told to Deborah earlier today. This week, Pastor Karen faced a specific challenge. I was up early and I was in my office and I was praying. I said, God, what do you want me to do? He said, praise me. So I praised him. Our answer came later that day. a complete breakthrough on this challenge. You know, and as you can see, the people on the left, they're praising, they're worshiping, they're glorifying. And you know what? Even the demonic people know, you go to those rock concerts, they're praising their God. Well, we're praising our God tonight. We're praising the other we got. And you see the picture of people skydiving. That's the ultimate freedom in my book. I want to do that so much. One day I'm going to do that with Pastor Cameron. We're going to go skydiving and have some fun. But that's just freedom. Freedom to go. Go ahead.
Amen.
And of course, we pray to God to be strengthened and to be free. Paul and Silas were free. Now they voluntarily stayed. They ministered to the warden of the prison there, but they were free at that point in time.
Because they sang songs and prayed. So tonight, as Pastor James was talking, when you sing the songs tonight, I really believe that a lot of people are going to get strengthened and set free.
Now, this is Psalms 15, I think it is, isn't it, Karen? Yeah, Exodus 15, too. Sorry. The Lord is my strength, the reason for my song. Because he saved me, I praise and honor you, Lord. You know, Jesus came to save us. So we're praising the fact that Jesus came to save us. That was his whole reason to be born. It was because we needed to be saved. And it's so exciting to me that we get to honor the fact that he came to this world. And he came in not in fanfare. He came in humbly, as we're supposed to be humble. And using the fact that his faith and knowing the Lord was able to do all those miracles. But he came in just as a normal, everyday person. And that should encourage us that no matter where we're from, no matter where we were born or what our lineage is, that just as Jesus came in a manger and swaddling clothes, we are the same seed. We have that ability to be just like him, in Jesus' name.
Yeah, and, you know, of course, we all are thankful for God's gift to the world. Is his only son, and that we celebrate this season for thanking God for having Jesus be born for us. And when we sing these songs tonight, they're nostalgic, they're ones that a lot of people love, but let's use it as a song to honor God, singing to him, not just singing the song to sing it, but really singing it with all our heart.
Okay. And Jesus is the reason for the season. That's why this season is really here. And we pray that more people realize that and gets back to it. And as the nativity scene there shows, you know, the first thing that happened to Jesus was shepherds came to worship him. Shepherds came to worship him. And later on, the Magi came to worship him and bring gifts to the newborn king. People who knew what was happening honored and respected this baby that was born. And tonight we're going to honor and respect the fact that Jesus was born in this world. And oh, come, let us adore him.
And Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I just pray right now the Holy Spirit is hovering upon each person, Lord God. And that anointing is breaking every yoke of tiredness, every yoke of stress, every yoke of having an overfull schedule, every yoke of sickness challenges, of discouragement challenges, depression challenges, of thing that was worrying someone. Lord, we just cast all of our care upon you, for you care for us right now. And I just see the Holy Spirit just setting people free. And as we worship and we can even dance unto the Lord, we are going to receive that great anointing that come upon us, breaking all those yokes of bondage in Jesus' name. And we just thank you that everything, all shackles are loosed in Jesus' name. And we praise you and glorify you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Are we going to not record now?
We decided not to record, remember? It's not worth the rescue. I think it's a challenge.